everybody. Welcome to Thursday Night.
Woo!
I'm Jake, and that was Riff on the Hooto phone.
It could be Friday Woo! Night, depending on where you are.
I guess that's true. It gets later and later every year. It also gets earlier every year.
Depending on where you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're coming at you for the third show in a row.
Yeah, wow.
Are we getting burned out yet?
I'm surprised that there is still radio left to be rated.
Yeah, we haven't used it all up yet.
Yeah, I keep thinking we'll run out, because I haven't ever paid for it.
It's true.
I stopped paying the bill like 3 years ago. Here we are again.
You're unplugged then.
Yeah. I actually managed to unplug the laptop, thus cutting off the buzz before it even started.
Debright the screen.
Oh, I should debright the screen. And unbreak my heart.
Bridle your horse.
And unbridle my passion.
Yep.
I guess anything exciting going on in anybody's lives since Monday?
No, I keep getting sick.
You keep getting sick.
Well, like I had a cold. Well, I had a flu, and then I was okay, and then I got a cold, and then I thought I got over that, but then today I'm starting to sneeze and sniffle again.
You have the constitution of a 9-year-old girl with AIDS. Constitution of three, yeah. There you go. What's your constitution, Riff?
I don't get sick often, so it's probably pretty good. Maybe a 13 or a 14.
My constitution is just 30 copies of a single amendment banning gay marriage.
Wait, so you didn't even have a constitution to begin with? It was just...
Yeah, just a series
just a
of
blank,
amendments.
Blank sheet
well,
of paper,
it's the thing is, I'm so against gay marriage that I actually replaced all of the other laws with making gay marriage even more illegal.
Right. Right. Your chair is apparently very squeaky.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Huh. I'm trying to make it squeak, and I can't.
You sort of just did.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it's squeaking at a frequency that I can't hear.
Yeah, maybe like you're too old.
Red, green.
Yeah.
Like not red green like the PBS guy, but like red and green. Maybe
like
it's,
those sound, like the color red and the color green.
Yeah. Oh well. But, yeah, there goes some squeaking chairs. See, the problem is the chair that I normally use just broke into like 200 pieces the other day.
Oh, you're not going to use it.
I mean, I can't.
By 200, do you mean two,
three?
That's his 100 weaknesses.
At least. I exaggerate everything by 10 orders of magnitude.
Including his 100 weaknesses.
Right. I played through to the end of Fallout 3 last night. 29 hours logged. Like I discovered about
I thought you played 29 hours last night. Yeah. I was like, wow. That's
dedication.
Kind of amazing.
Yeah.
29 hours total played time. And I think I saw about half of the stuff. I feel like I did
That's
about half the optional quests, and I discovered half of the locations. I never made it up to the far northeast corner of the map to the Republic of Dave.
What's the Republic of Dave?
Presumably it's some country based on some dude named Dave.
I see.
Then I started over, and I was trying to play the game evil, and I don't think that I'm going to be able to do it. It makes me feel all wrong.
Maybe that's good.
Inside myself, yeah.
Maybe that's the whole point.
This is like murdering people, you know? I don't like murdering people.
I thought you weren't going to kill anybody. I thought you were going to try to play the pacifist.
I could go pacifist evil. I mean, I didn't like nuking the entire city.
Well, okay.
It was cool watching it happen, though. Like, it was very pretty.
So, aesthetically pacifist.
Yeah. No, I decided not to do that. I guess I could try. I'm not entirely sure how you would get experience doing that. Like,
you say that you get a lot of experience from picking locks and hacking systems and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you get experience for stealing stuff?
I don't think so.
Do you get experience for does it grant you experience when you've solved something based on how you solved it? Like, is there an experience gain for diplomacy and things like that?
You know, you might get experience for, like, successfully using speech skills or whatever.
Huh.
I don't know.
Those were fun. I enjoyed playing Fallout 2 that way. I always like maxed out all my talking to people skills.
And you beat it by convincing the end boss to kill himself.
Yeah.
That's...
The opposite is kind of interesting too, because if you're like speech and intelligence skills are below like 3, the only conversation choices you get are ugh.
Huh.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's like that in Fallout 3. Like I never cranked any
skills down.
Yeah, I never cranked any skills down. So you start out with all the skills basically at average, and you get like 5 points to distribute among them. They all go from 1 to 10, and they all start at 5, and you get 5 points to distribute. So sort of having a couple of skills at 7 was always enough to give me the dialogue options for having that skill. Like having like, well, no, I guess some of it comes from not from your attributes, but your skills. Like if your science skill is high enough, you'll get dialogue options where you just demonstrate an understanding of science and can explain stuff to people.
Huh.
There's a point where you rescue a few captives from these super mutants, and then they tell you that the town is about to be invaded by super mutants and ask if you can do anything to help. And so I had like 5 or 6 different options available through 5 or 6 different skills and attributes for helping them. And the one that I picked was I took everybody to the junkyard and showed them how to shoot, because I had like small guns leveled up really high.
Huh.
So
and that worked.
I don't know. They all go to the junkyard and start shooting at targets. I guess if you wait around long enough, then an invasion shows up. But yeah, I don't know. I didn't wait around long enough to do that. Blizzbob wrote, implement the meat curtains, Jick, or a meat sink, campground, or house item. It won't do anything, it'll be amusing. Or it'll just be amusing, like the unrolling pin. The unrolling pin does stuff.
Yeah. And is endlessly amusing.
Yep. If I was going to do the meat curtains. I was going to let you make meat curtains out of...
meat from yesterday?
No, out of furs. Furs and meat stacks.
Oh, I see.
And then they're a campsite, like a dwelling item.
Yeah.
That, you know, just gave you different passive bonuses or stuff when you rested or whatever. Just because meat curtains are funny.
Sure.
It could be something that only turtle tamers could make. Liz Spector says, you could make all the trophies really tiny. that would solve the... If we made the trophies the size of tattoos, even. What we should do is we should just change the dimensions on the image blocks there. Because, I mean, the browser can resize the image.
Yeah, that'll look gorgeous.
It'll look great, yeah. Pantsless says, if you're revamping Mall Search, would you consider making it possible to buy from multiple stores at once? Mafia does this, and it's very convenient. I don't think that I'm ever going to be willing to do anything like that. Like, to just let you say, you know, buy me 50 of these things at whatever cost. Because, you know, there are certain areas in which I'm just always going to stomp my feet and insist that Kingdom of Loathing is a game with a sense of place. And
do you feel like it is?
Preserve it. No. No, but I mean I wouldn't replace the normal interface with just a command line interface, you know?
Huh.
Although I guess I am slowly doing that by having CDMware write all the chat commands. Fro Fusilli says,
Everything that you've done so far, if you assume that you carry your inventory around with you, is kind of consistent, right? Because it's, you're not actually you don't have to go anywhere or do anything.
Right.
To use, eat, drink, whatever.
Outfit.
Yeah, you have all those with you.
Familiar would be. I mean, familiar is probably the next one that will happen.
That's actually at your terrarium.
Yeah, maybe you carry. We could just make it so you carry your terrarium around with you. Get it out of the campground entirely.
Maybe you carry your entire campground around with you.
Oh, that's true. It could be a portable campground.
Yeah.
Fro Fusilli says multi-use antagonist. Let me see if that's coded up to be multi-used. But do that by searching for Agon Sit. I can't type and talk at the same time. Antagonist is item ID 2569. He said as he logged in to the server.
Menendra.
What did I say? 2569?
Yeah. While you're doing that, I was going to answer another question. Menendra asked if there was any ETA on being able to dual-wield mist weapons with melee weapons. That's been coded and had some bugs, and those bugs were fixed, and then there were some more bugs that we found today. So I don't know if those were fixed or not.
There were more bugs that you found today?
Mag did, yeah.
The custom outfit thing?
Yeah.
I thought that was yesterday.
Or it might have been last night, I guess.
All I saw was CD Moore say, oh, fuck.
Yeah, fuck Speckle.
Yeah, fuck Speckle.
So I don't know if that got fixed yet.
Yeah. But he saw that commented out part of the code when we were trying to fix that weird session glitch, and I was doing it by registering a session variable called fuck Speckle, and then if it was set, just displaying fuck Speckle in big bold letters on the main page. And I just commented that code out, and CD Moyer found it when he was going in to edit something. I gotta imagine I've tended to leave things in the code if they were funny, just so that people would see them someday. You know, make jokes that, like, Zeno and I used to leave each other little love notes in the comments every once in a while. Antagonist is now multi-usable.
That was that easy?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was already coded, it just had not been marked multi-usable.
Oh, I see.
There are a lot of things like that, because I never remember that you actually have to mark
it. You have to mark it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Les Spectre says, can you make it so that /use wand brings up the zap item menu? Are there other things that have been hard-coded to be dealt with like that?
I don't remember if any of the fake use links have been fixed yet.
I know we talked about it a little bit. I'm just going to, I'm going to put that in Son of Radio to do and see what we think about it later on when I actually look at this thread.
Because originally there was a radio to-do item in our wiki, and then that got finished, and now there's Son of Radio to-do.
Yeah. Really, there were dozens of radio to-do.
Were there? I didn't know. Yeah. Just kept resurrecting the same?
No, because I don't like that they get... I don't like that I end up having to scroll down through 50 pages of individual PMs and posts.
Right.
You know, and I don't like deleting stuff out of the wiki. We tend to use the strike through HTML tag a lot.
Yeah. In fact, we have a CSS set up so that once something is stricken through, it turns light gray, it's hard to see. So it's there, but you have to.
I mean, you can read it. It's much easier to just read the stuff interspersed throughout the post that's in black.
Yeah.
Mikhail J says, can we still compete effectively in the new PvP system from hardcore? I feel like it'd be a little trickier.
Depends on how we decide to implement it. We may or may not limit hardcore fights to hardcore P players.
Right.
So, and that if it's hardcore versus hardcore, it won't be as bad.
I'm reluctant, since it relies on there being somebody around who also wants to fight, I'm reluctant to split it into too many compartments, right? As it is now, there are going to be 7, I guess. Which I feel like is already kind of a lot.
Well, I can think of six.
There's tiers 1 through 5 and the unlimited tier, and then the drunk PvP.
Oh, right.
Thing, which we have not talked about, I guess really it is basically just explain to CDM what I wanted to do, and then he does it. There's really nothing to it. There's no design work that has to be done. There's no
right.
Yeah. We.
You can be a drunken master.
Yeah, that's true. A drunken ass master. Or a drunken ass tennis racket. I want to learn how to play ass tennis.
Drunken ass motorcycle.
I don't think it's conceptually very difficult. I think it's just difficult to do.
What, to just play tennis with a racket up your ass?
Yeah. It doesn't have to be up your ass. You can just clench it between your cheeks.
Right.
I'm just saying.
I feel like it'd be easier if it was up your ass.
Well, you can play your way, and I'll play mine. We'll see who gets more love.
You have to stand up. You have to walk on your hands. More love. I see what you did there.
I should have said who nets more love, but I didn't.
Fred Levi says, you should get a larger boost from Ms. Accessory if you wear her and Mr. Accessory at the same time. That's sexist.
Or sexy.
That's true. you just get an additional equipment slot, which is hanging something off of an erection.
You get to equip a Mr. Accessory Junior for free.
You can wear an extra hat. What was that movie where the guy's covering his crotch with his hat? He's holding his hat over his crotch, and then, you know, like the joke is that later on he walks off and he takes his hand off the hat and the hat stays there.
I have no idea.
I don't remember what movie.
There's an episode of The Young Ones where that happens with a flower pot.
That makes less sense.
At least we know where Jake hangs his hat now.
Sailor Bowser says, "The Mr. Accessory Jr. was actually a bastard child. If the Ms. Accessory was actually married to the Mr. Accessory, she would instead be Mrs. Accessory."
Oh, that's a long and sordid story. She was originally Mrs. Accessory.
Yeah.
And then she filed for divorce.
Didn't change her last name, though.
No, that's true. My mom didn't change her last name when she got divorced.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess it'd be kind of a hassle, but I feel like if it was me, I would not want that bastard's name anymore.
Yeah, but you have to do so much paperwork to change it back.
Really? More than you have to do to change it?
Well, I mean, it's kind of a pain to change it in the first place.
It was nothing.
For people who have a lot of stuff going on, there's a lot more involved.
I guess. I don't know, man.
Changing your name when you get married is something that people expect to happen, so...
There's a lot of facilities.
Yeah.
Nobody expects divorce.
No, I'm not saying that, but, like, you know, every single thing that you have in your name, you have to inform them that your name has changed.
Hmm.
Right?
I guess. I don't know, man. Miko says, "When are you going to add the Walk of Ages recipes in for the cooking trophies?" I don't know, man.
Walk of Ages.
Incorporate the walk into the crafting system.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't think that it would be that hard to do, honestly.
Technically, probably not huge, but like, there's a lot of like guild only stuff that's still kind of on the border that we haven't really thought of or dealt with yet.
How do you mean?
I mean, we haven't done the still stuff, have we?
But the still doesn't really take combinations of items and turn them into other things the way that the walk does. I mean, the walk is really the only one that can...
Yeah, but it also uses more than two items, right?
Yeah, but the more than two are always the same.
Sure.
I don't know. You know, we make it so you have to discover them using the walk, and so then we know that in order to use that feature of the crafting system, the player knows that it takes MSG and noodles,
right,
to cook them. So, Nightfall says, "You could also talk about disposition in terms of yoga. Hold disposition for 30 seconds." Blizzbub says, "I love that you say game facts the right way. Keep it up." Yeah. Noanam says, "Oh, and a new curse item, Wheel of Fortune, randomly replaces the letters RSTLNE with each other." That'd be great. People would love that.
Just randomly of those letters?
Yeah. Nightfall says, "The founder of GameFAQs pronounces it GameFAQs. It used to be in the page's fax section." Good. You know, how did that happen with Mrs. Accessory?
There were complaints.
There were complaints that
you changed it.
But I mean that doesn't sound like me.
It happened.
But there wasn't like a bigger story.
No.
Somebody didn't threaten to sue me or something.
No.
I guess nobody's ever threatened to sue me. I would remember that.
Has anyone ever made a Game Faps website?
I don't know, and I can't imagine how you would find out. This is probably a mistake.
Are you gonna check?
Yeah, it's a domain squatter.
Oh, that's not as exciting.
Eleron says, "Trinary computers were made back in the 50s. So yeah, take that."
Whatever. I don't see them around, unless they're secretly running everything.
Oh no, another putt says, "Will there ever be Crimbo cards? In-game, in real life? I don't care, I just want to send my friends Crimbo cards."
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to come up with some. I found a bunch of places to get them printed. Now I just need to like actually lay them out and make sure that everybody's cool with the designs. But that's much harder than it sounds.
Yeah, because nothing I like more than blowing up my artwork to large sizes so that everyone can...
It doesn't have to be that much larger is the thing.
Your mom doesn't have to be that much larger than the women I usually go for.
It is possible that we will have them, if we have them this year for Crimbo, we will likely have them a couple of days before the deadline for Christmas. Like, it'll probably be, like, next week or something. For Christmas orders, if you want your stuff before Christmas. So, yeah, it's going to suck if we do it this year.
Yeah, I know. I mean, and this is what happens every year for the Christmas cards and the Valentines, is that we're like, we can't do it for this time, so let's wait until next time, and then we start thinking about it a week before it's too late.
I've been thinking about it for a while. It's just not trivial.
I know that the Christmas cards thing is non-trivial, and I know that the Valentine's is non-trivial, and that's why nobody has ever been able to get any support from me on the whole thing.
The Valentine's are like the concept that we have now for like real world Valentine's is like the little tiny Valentine's that you give when you're in grade school.
Yeah, little grade school cards.
Which
those are fun.
I guess.
I
don't know. I feel like
I would not pay 1 cent for that product, and so I just...
For the Crimbo cards for this year, I feel like we could put them in the store, see how many orders we got, and then that would tell us how many we could print.
I see.
Because we can say, okay, you know, as long as we make at least this many and charge, like, you know, $5 or $10 for a pack of 10 or whatever.
How about $510?
Yeah, $510 per card. Yeah. And you'll just hand draw them all.
No, I could do that.
Yeah. All right. Someone will order 1,000 just to piss you off.
Iron Giant says, does the new sticker tone mean it's time for a new hilarious sticker update along the lines of the yellow snow cone and black candy heart? Didn't those happen like weeks or months after the Snow Cone Tome and the Heart Tome came out?
Possibly.
Actually, the Snow Cone Tome came out before McPhee's. So, no, not even a little bit.
Hilarious sticker could be funny, though.
Captain Spam says, the council suggests that you kill Franz Ferdinand to start the war. Why not name the hippies Ferret Franz like the goldfish? I forget what the joke was about starting the war on the hippie side.
It was something to do with a ferret.
Well, right, like he just said. Why not name the hippies Ferret Franz?
Was it Fritz? They killed Fritz.
Oh, Franz. Franz Ferdinand.
Riff, are you...
Stone?
No, I'm just not paying attention. Okay.
Never would have guessed.
Did we make the Fritz joke?
I think it might have made the Fritz joke.
Okay.
Where's that even from?
Wizards.
From Wizards.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not aware of that.
There goes Fritz. I know there is something called There Goes Fritz.
Yeah.
I've seen that in one of the Spendlers.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. Like, it's one of the those bad, like, Wizards was the with the, what's that name of the guy that did that?
Ralph Bakshi.
Bakshi, right. So there's like one of his characters is there as like a guard. He thinks his friend's been shot and killed, his friend Fritz and whatever, and then he's actually fine. He gets back up and then he shoots him. The first guard shoots him again so that he actually is dead. I don't remember. It was one of those scenes. It just wasn't very funny.
I see.
But
I feel like I tried to watch Wizards and I did not get past about 10 seconds into it.
It was not as good as I was hoping it would be.
Yeah.
I had high hopes for it.
Good vibrations
for it.
Gramp says, the new underwater content is awesome. Thanks so much. Also, will updates be continuing during Crimbo? I think not, but y'all are pretty crazy sometimes. I'm planning on continuing to do it every 2 weeks, even during Crimbo. I don't really see... I kind of Yeah, a little unable to speak. I'm a little stumped on what the next thing...
The very next thing?
Yeah.
Because we know sort of how it's supposed to unfold overall, but the next step is like a potentially big one, and we're not really sure what to do with it, right?
Yeah, I kind of want the next... I mean, just based on all this, you know, sort of like... angst about there being no goals down there. Right. No, I know,
no
dude.
Angst
I
is
know.
The thing.
Dude, look.
The people who are smart are farming it. People who aren't are ignoring it. And that's cool. But the smart people rule.
Basically, the problem is I'm letting all this time pass and not doing any work on the next one because I'm trying to figure out how big I want the next one to be. And with every day that goes by without me having decided, the potential size gets smaller. Because I really don't want to break the 2-week habit, you know. But
we have an entire week from tomorrow to do it.
Yeah, I guess it's weird that the PvP work is taking up a lot
significant
more time
portions of our day
than I expected it to. Like, it's not really because we sort of have to, like, me and Hot Stuff both have to commit to spending some time actually messing with it, and then it's like. It's got to be frustrating for him because there's a lot of time when it's like, all right, well, something's fucked up, so I got to go in and dick with the code for 10 minutes and then yell over into his office. We really need to get
a hole
in the wall between our offices. We could refer to it as a glory hole, maybe, because it would allow us to bask in each other's glory. Just a little door, a little tiny door in the wall. Ooh, we could paint it like a safe, so it would look like each of us had a safe on our wall.
That'd be kind of funny.
And we could actually
in front of each side, you could get like a big painting. Oil painting yeah. of each other.
That would be awesome. Because I mean, it's like, all right, I pull back the painting of Hot Stuff to reveal a safe, and inside the safe is
Hot Stuff's head.
We have a safe on either side, so we both have to be willing to have this conversation. We both have to unlock. We both have to open our sides because otherwise, yeah. Totally soundproof.
Yeah,
we're not allowed to talk to each other at all except through this hole anymore.
Right, we have to close our doors and put up baffling.
Yeah, which is always really confusing. Yeah. See, having a little window in between our offices would allow us to make the same joke at the same time all day.
That's true.
But yeah, you know, so today and yesterday were a lot of me yelling, "I want to fight you! I'm ready." Tell me when you're ready! That kind of thing.
Which is funny, because, you know, the whole point of the PvP system is that you'll know when somebody's ready.
Well, but the point of the... I mean, you'll be paying attention and playing a game instead of working.
I honestly think that we should add sound when somebody starts a fight with you.
Really?
I think it should be an option that you should be able to turn on, because... the number of times yesterday that you started a fight with me, I didn't even notice. You know?
Oh, man.
Or the whole screen could flash a color. Something major. Because if you tab away... I don't even know if a tab can play a sound if you're not active on it. I think it can.
I bet it can. I just... Wow. Wow.
I know.
I mean, I see where you're coming from.
Because it's the only thing... It's the only thing in the game that's, like...
Time-sensitive. Needs to get your attention. Yeah. I mean...
Because theoretically, you could be sitting there for 5 or 10 minutes waiting for somebody to accept a fight with you.
Well, that's what I was going to say, was theoretically, if we've done our job right and it's fun enough and appealing enough, there are enough people doing it.
But maybe you have a bit really... Like, maybe you're really good at PvP and you develop a reputation and nobody wants to fight you.
Yeah, well, that's...
Or maybe you live in some awkward time zone that there just aren't a lot of
people. There's only 2 people in your time zone.
Yeah.
That's weird. Because we've suddenly decided
you live in international waters.
There are only 2 people at any given point that aren't currently being eaten by sharks.
Or that are not on fire.
No, I recognize what you're saying, but like, even if it's compelling, and even if there are dozens of people, there's going to be somebody in some tier that's just sitting there for a couple of minutes at the office of hours.
The office devours.
Yeah,
that could be a name for like a sort of anti-modern life piece of performance art.
The office devours.
The office devours. Yeah, just be somebody in a cubicle and they move a stack of papers and there's a tooth And they're like, what the fuck? But they have to get this report in to Mr. Schmitters by Monday.
Mr. Schmitters. Good old Mr. Schmitters.
Yeah. No, and they keep finding more and more teeth in their cubicle just as they're trying to work.
That's kind of creepy.
And then eventually, you know, they look down and their floor protector underneath their chair is starting to look more and more like a tongue with every passing minute. And then eventually they realize that they're just trapped in a giant mouth and their cubicle chews them up and swallows them.
Right.
That's deep.
Oh, man, and then we could put in a scene of, like, some eyeballs being sliced up with a scalpel.
Herman Hesse story or something. Kind of. Or maybe Franz Kafka.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking it would have been funny if Franz Kafka had done another... done an Orson Scott Card, like, Ender's Shadow kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And just rewritten Metamorphosis from somebody else's perspective.
Who else was involved?
Like, though? The dad. It would just be a story about seeing a giant cockroach and throwing an apple at it. And then that's it, the end. Or, you know, if it was really like Ender's Shadow, it would be like, you know, remember that twist? Well, the dad knew about it all along. He knew it was his son, he just didn't like him. And he was like, finally, an excuse to throw an apple at that son.
He got a witch to curse him.
Yeah.
It's like the day before when his father's like going to the witch's house.
The witch store.
Witch store?
Anyway, what that was about Franz Ferdinand.
Yeah. Clearly.
No, it was whether we were doing the underwater content during Crimbo, and then we started talking about the underwater content that we're not working on now, and...
Right.
The thing is, I want to get the quest hub down there. I want to get the quest hub down there so that as we add zones, we're not just adding...
Because we've
started with the filler, which is these drops are important-ish. I mean, it really the drops in the top zone are the only ones that are really consumable in that. I mean, I guess
they're important enough. The other stuff is interesting and is not fully understood, which is cool.
Yeah, that is true. You know, putting a single familiar down there would get people going in droves.
Only if it's untradeable would they have lots of people going down. Otherwise, if it's tradable, people will just...
I've been thinking about that. I've been thinking about that, and I think that it's probably not the end of the world if we... Because our tendency is going to be to make the good rewards down there untradeable. But I feel like... If they are tradable, we not only sort of are doing a good thing for the game economy, but we're also not doing that thing everybody yells at us about where we, like, force people to play in a way that they don't want to play. Right? Because, I mean, they don't... You know, I want all these familiars, but I don't want to make the sacrifice of adventuring in this hard zone, you know? I don't know if familiar collectors in general have done the El Vibrato stuff.
I feel like people who care have. I feel like, you know, the Black Cat... surprising number of people have the Black Cat.
That was really crazy.
Right, but it's not, because it's not as hard to get it as you might think, right?
Yeah.
You have to do a hardcore, you have to do a hardcore run and unlock
mm-hmm.
Bad Moon, but that's really all you have
to do. You don't have to do the 100% run to just get the cat, right. Yeah. So that's...
And I feel bad for all these people that are like, I did a 100% Black Cat run, and it isn't unlocked, because in reality you did like a 99.5 or 99.6 Black Cat. Yeah.
I rolled out a change to the Ascension history page today so that it no longer rounds those percentages.
So at least you'll be able to
see your failure.
Yay!
It's like one adventure probably that they spent.
Yeah.
That sucks.
But they'll remember their failure in the cave.
Yeah.
The only thing that was in there was what they took with them.
I thought there was a whole cave bear clan.
Oh, yeah. did you ever see that Ringo Starr movie about the caveman?
No. Ringo Starr starred in it, or he like directed it?
He was in it. I don't even think he was a star. And I don't remember what it was called. But it had Ringo Starr in it.
You think?
No, it was definitely Ringo Starr.
He was definitely in it?
Yes.
I see.
He was in it to win it. Furtawoon says, is it possible to change the Elite Trapsaur's reward depending on path restriction? Pizzas versus some kind of drink? No. Apocalypse Throb says, any chance of getting some cursed items in the game that we have to adventure with to work off the curse? That would be kind of
like
rough.
Like a monkey's paw? Or perhaps a monkey's uncle?
I'm trying to imagine how...
Monkey's uncle's paw.
Do that whole cursed item that you can't unequip mechanic in
we could,
KOL.
We could not have an unequip link. That's crazy.
Okay. I mean, I guess if we were storing like a flag state for having a cursed thing, we could just not let them unequip it or equip a custom item or a custom outfit that covered it up. I mean, that like...
Yeah, no, there's a lot of coding that would go into it. It just doesn't seem insurmountable.
Yeah. Although it doesn't seem very fun either.
You'd wear nothing but cursed items, and then you'd go fight some boss that knocks all your stuff off, and
you'd
get locked in some infinite logic loop.
That's true.
Or you'd do some other thing that we haven't revealed yet, and
right.
That'd be interesting.
Lork says, a Halcyon is a kingfisher. I'm listening to the radio show late, and you were wondering about it. If I remember correctly, Halcyon Days is a quote from some famous poem, since the poem associates youth with watching kingfishers. I could Google and double-check whether I'm right or not, but that runs the risk of proving me wrong.
I think that you're not accurate. I'm pretty sure Halcyon is a shade of yellow.
I mean, if only there was some vast network of computers.
All right, look it up. Do it now.
Repository
Let's
of
see.
Mankind's knowledge. That,
see what's going on.
That we could consult at the click of a mouse. Halcyon, he typed.
Yeah, I don't see anything.
Number one,
here
a bird
saying,
identified with the kingfisher and held in ancient legend to nest at sea about the time of the winter solstice and calm the waves during incubation.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the only definition.
That is the only definition in Merriam-Webster. I got a notice. I purchased a year subscription to the Merriam-Webster Unabridged, and I think I used it twice in that year. Yeah. Twice did I actually use the features that I got with that subscription.
Well, I just use dictionary.com.
Yeah, I mean, what I felt like was it would be nice to have, you know, a dictionary with all of the, like, etymological data and stuff. But it just turned out not to... It turned out to not come up that often. I mean, I was thinking back, and I was like, yeah, you know, it's probably a couple of times a year I considered subscribing.
Calm, peaceful, tranquil, rich, wealthy, prosperous, happy, joyful, carefree. Those are all definitions. Those are all synonyms for Halcyon.
Oh, well, sure.
I mean, they're in the definition. That's what I'm saying. Halcyon as a noun is a mythical bird.
Huh. I don't know anything about kingfishers except for that Indian beer that kind of tastes like Budweiser.
I don't understand where my sense of it as a color came from. Maybe there's a crayon color.
Maybe from like Golden Age. That's the only thing I can think of that you might have got that.
Popplebonk says, how much of a meat sink would it be if you added one meat onto the cost of making paste stacks and dense meat stacks? Probably not much of one at all. Lork says, I feel like a fool for not checking that you didn't already make the change I suggested. Yay, public humiliation. Ah, don't worry about it, man. Like I said, it had been like that for 5 years. Mikon says, there's something wrong with crypt non-combats. I have no modifiers, but they keep coming in flocks. What is flocks? Doesn't flocks mean something?
It's short for phlogiston.
For life!
For life. I've been wearing those t-shirts. Awesome. Kevin B. says, you had a good idea, only have the crossbow made when a sticker is used, not summoned. That way, if no apples are summoned on day one, the sword can be saved for day two and more power. Yeah, it's like that on dev. No, it's pushed out.
It got pushed out.
Yeah.
Along with a bug, which I think was fixed.
Somebody's... what? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When you summoned the sword via a sticker, it was just setting it to 100 power.
Yeah.
Because for whatever reason, it didn't have the variable it needed to check was not in scope, nor was it in Listerine. You remember that mouthwash called Act?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It had like the little bottle where you would squeeze it and it would fill up a little drinking cup on top of the bottle.
Yeah.
It would like dose it. I always really liked that mouthwash. It tasted good and I liked the bottle.
Yep. I remember I wanted to get some when I was in high school or something like that, and my mom was like, "No, you can't have any," because she was confusing it with like the teeth whitening toothpaste for some reason. And she's like, "You can't have it that because it's going to ruin your teeth." And I was like, "What?" And then we had this whole conversation where she was thinking about something very different than I was.
Yeah, your mom's a whore.
I think we're having a similar conversation now.
SF Warlock says, if there's a shark jumper, there also needs to be a jet sweater worn by members of the jet set and by gangs in musicals.
Or just a guy who has really huge pores and jet planes just sort of drip out of them.
See, I was thinking a guy who has really tiny pores, so when he sweats, it sprays out instead of just oozing out.
That's good.
That would be disgusting.
That would be.
I would never want to play racquetball with that dude. But that's only because I would really never want to play racquetball with anybody. Actually, I like playing racquetball. What am I thinking?
What about handball?
I've never played handball.
It's like racquetball. But
like racquetball with no racket.
No racket.
Yeah. So it's like soundproofed?
I was going to say, there's no way to bet on it.
Gotcha. Lurk says, turns out I was mostly wrong about the origins of Halcyon Days. And then he links to allwords.com's article about Halcyon Days. Halcyon Days, period of calm during the winter when storms do not occur. But that makes sense, right? Because the Halcyons prevent the waves.
The birds?
Yeah.
The birds prevent waves.
When I read the definition to you, you weren't paying any attention at all. It was thought to sit on the sea in winter and beat its wings to calm the waves.
I see.
Huh. Well, you learn something. You learn something new every day.
This is some crazy shit. I think people are making stuff up and putting it on official-looking websites. Let's just make up some definitions of phrases and put them on things.
Right. You know, I was having a conversation with Doc Galactic about that when I was telling him how pissed off I was about that fucking Jenny McCarthy book about how she cured her son's autism with fucking organic vegetables or some bullshit because the autism was caused by
vaccinations.
So he was talking about how he felt like there was this whole class of people that he knew, like friends that he had, that were like not like really smart, but they were smart people. I mean, you know, people of like sort of the normal above average intelligence that they like work in offices or whatever, as opposed to, you know, digging ditches. And that his theory is that those people, given access to the internet, basically are exposed to all of this information that you used to only get from somebody's like crackpot conspiracy theory zine or whatever.
Right.
We might have had this conversation before. No. We might have had this conversation on the radio before. I'm sorry, kids. But you know, like, he was like he could not believe how many people he knew that had subscribed to the like vaccinations cause autism and the like 9/11 was some huge conspiracy thing. Which, you know, 9/11 conspiracy, whatever. That would not surprise me. It would very much surprise me if anything ever came out using any real science to link vaccinations to autism. But, what was it? There was some weird correlation that came out in something recently.
Rainfall and autism,
yeah.
Yeah.
See, it's water. Expectant mothers avoid water at all costs.
It's the same thing that, like, you know, ice cream consumption and violent crime. There's a correlation there.
Right.
Because of the ice cream headaches?
Yes.
They just drive you crazy.
I know, man. Every time I get an ice cream headache, I just fucking stab somebody. Because it makes me feel better.
But, so, I mean, it's distinctly possible that there's just some, like, there's something that could be causing both of them, or something could not be causing both of them, and they just happen to be correlated.
You know, it's the vaccination chemicals the government seeds the clouds with.
Right.
Ah.
Silver nitrate.
Causes rain and autism.
Polio vaccine.
Yeah. They're having to sort of genetically engineer kids to have a tendency to want to run around outside with their mouths open, pointing upwards.
Well, they used to have to do it to genetically engineer kids to chew on walls and like baseboards and stuff.
Oh, right, because they painted polio vaccines into the lead paint. Yeah. No, but I mean, his theory is that basically the internet allows you to make just ludicrous information look very official and very presentable. You know, it like good graphic design will basically convince you that something is legitimate. You know,
right. Yeah.
You would not look at like the crazy photocopied sheet of paper folded into quarters about, you know, how the Time Cube is gonna save your life or whatever. You know,
the Time Cube website also is not going to convince you of anything.
The Time Cube website is terrible, right? But imagine if Gene Ray brought an HTML book, you know,
or a copy of Dreamweaver.
Gene Ray's a funny guy. We invited him to speak at MIT.
Yeah. Well, PVA interviewed him on Radio KOL. He said, I would say that he seemed like a likable enough dude, except for all the, he's just sort of racist.
Yeah.
You know?
He's kind of an older guy.
Okay, so I guess it's funny racism?
Well, because he's older. Older people are allowed to be prejudiced.
I can't wait to be old.
Because they don't know any better.
You're already old at heart. Did you read the Curran Trader story? Do you know about that?
No.
EVE Online. You heard about the 20 billion heist thing that that one corporation did, right? Where they...
No, I did not.
So there's a bunch of, like, there's like this sort of like history of scams and heists and stuff like that in EVE Online. And this one guy was like, I want to do that, but I don't want to have to like spend a lot of time doing it. I don't want to have a bunch of people involved to get it to happen. And so he just designed like a pyramid scheme. And part of it involved designing a website that looked sort of legitimate on the outside of the game, and it was like trying to get people to send him money that he was going to, you know, repay at a profit, and just keep having people sort of, as long as the pyramid was growing, you would bring in more money than you'd have to pay out, and so on. And he ended up scamming people out of 30 billion ISK.
ISK.
Yeah. But This was all actually in relation to a KOL forum post about the Bank of KOL, because in that story that he was telling about himself, he was saying that there's somebody who's much better scammer, and it was the like Bank of Eve kind of thing, which sounded exactly like Bank of KOL. I'm not trying to.
What does Bank of KOL actually do?
It takes money and returns a percent in, you know, interest after time.
Huh.
Yeah, which is exactly what the EVE Online bank does.
Right.
So, you know, there's in KOL there is definitely an advantage to having a lot of financial resources. You can definitely make a lot more money having a lot of money.
Right.
So, it is not inconceivable to think of a bank working in KOL because you pool a bunch of people's resources together and you can pay them off interest.
Right. Four people with a million meat can buy a Mr. A and buy an item of the month and then sell it later at a significant profit, whereas none of them would have been able to buy it individually. Right. You know, so.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. And it scales up pretty well to, you know, hundreds of billions of meat or whatever.
Right.
So.
Bank of KOL is investing heavily in the Raffle House.
Who wouldn't be, really? Because it's a brilliant investment. People have been doing a lot of analysis on that. Like,
yeah.
Is the Raffle House a good idea for an investment? I would say yes, but then again, I'm also trying to convince you to spend all your meat in the Raffle House.
That's true.
Not exactly an impartial third party.
No.
Grimtooth says, introduce a spooky chef staff using the rib of the boner day gun. We're missing a spooky based one, and it would buff up the rib.
Yeah.
I wonder if a chef staff based on the giant discarded fork might not be a bad idea too.
What classes get the fork?
I don't remember. I think it's a staff. I think it might be missed classes that get it.
We should check.
Yeah. If not, we could just change that.
Sure.
It wouldn't be part of the outfit anymore. Oh, you know, it could be. I bet that would work. I bet that we could actually make it so either one of those items would work to complete the outfit. The only thing that I don't know what it would do is I don't know which one it would equip if you tried to put on that outfit. Yeah, I don't know. Captain Kirk says, I've been playing KOL for a while, and there's one weapon I haven't seen yet. Where are the phasers? And why do Grues look like Tribbles? They don't. Grues are pairs of eyes floating in darkness.
That's hard to...
I know. I need to make the darkness a square. Yeah. But I shouldn't change it now, because everybody's like, oh, look at the cute little Tribble.
Yeah. And making it a square is also kind of weird.
No, too. I don't know. Other darkness in the game is just squares.
Kind of.
Well, it is.
Yeah, fine.
It is.
Whatever.
I mean...
It's just weird. You had the right idea, and the fact that people don't see it right doesn't mean that it wasn't the right idea.
Terrible says, the new raffle has me very pissed off at you guys. Why are you making the game even easier for the richest players in the game? This is why the competitive game is dead. You can't play without these items. You can't collect without these items. You're just taking a big shit on all the players without millions of meat to burn. Unless you're planning to leave these items in far longer than any before, it's really pissing on us lower-end consumers of your game. Makes me feel like that if I don't donate, I'm not worth your attention or time. Yeah, you know, one thing, you just cannot be competitive in Ascension without these familiars and...
The plans, these that makes no sense plans. With the plans, because the items are available to pretty much everybody.
You know...
The familiars are interesting. I'm not going to say that they're not worth having by any means, but, you know, they're also not as inaccessible as you posit.
Every given thing is why the competitive game is dead to someone who believes that, you know, competitive game is dead.
Well, I feel like that statement is meant to be more general, like this kind of thing.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, like, you know, I would argue that the thing that, you know, the one thing that I can believe when people say, you know, this is why the competitive game is dead, I would say that, you know, the olfaction tome probably did a lot of damage to it, because it was suddenly something that the people who, you know, I mean, I feel like it will be coming back. Because a new crop of people who have never known a game without the olfaction tome in as something that you had to spend 200 days getting are going to end up with it. But these things are not that hard to get, you know. And as far as like the raffle house, I mean, the raffle house does to a certain extent make some of the rich get richer, but it makes a lot of the rich significantly poorer. And in general, I firmly believe that it is a good thing for the economy of the game. And, you know, so I mean,
on the macro scale, it is unquestionably a good thing for the economy.
Oh yeah.
On an individual player's scale, I can see where some frustration might settle in, but, you know, buy some tickets and participate.
Yeah.
And you have a chance of winning, you know.
Every day that we've been running the raffle, there's been at least one prize won with like 100 or fewer tickets.
Yeah.
Every single day that I've looked at the results. So, you know, Terrible, I feel like I've seen your name for a couple of years. And really, if you wanted to be rich, there is no reason that you shouldn't be rich after playing for a couple of years. Because that's all it takes is time, you know. Farm meat for 1 month for Mr. Accessory. Buy a Mr. Store item that you think is going to appreciate in value, and then wait. And then you have an economic foothold. You certainly have enough money that you could probably basically guarantee yourself a shot of winning the raffle. You know? There are certain kinds of hard to get that piss people off more
than others. It's
than
interesting.
Others. Yeah. And what's weird is that with a healthy player economy, those things are not really that different. You know, like something that is just an incredibly rare drop rate is going to sell for a significant amount of meat. Something that is difficult to get in the raffle is going to sell for a significant amount of meat. And once they're in the mall, they don't care where they came from. You know,
it's interesting. Like if we had made the rainbow pearls craftable into a rainbow familiar, that probably would have pissed off a tremendous number of people.
Yeah,
and it's interesting how just the familiars are that much more upsetting than just regular items, you know?
Well, because people collect the familiars.
But people collect regular items,
people collect items, too, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
familiars are...
I mean, Holder of Secrets collects regular items, but a familiar collection is something that a lot more people are invested in.
There are definitely going to be more of these familiars available in the game than some of the if someone came into the game today and wanted to collect all the familiars, they will definitely have a better shot of getting one of the Raphaus familiars than
a hand turkey or a Jill.
Yeah.
I mean,
period.
Yeah, and that's why I just don't understand. I mean, I feel like a Mr. Store familiar is every bit as limited in quantity and hard to get as a familiar that's in the raffle house.
Yeah.
I mean, and so, yeah, I don't know.
It's harder for us because we know what the big picture is every time. You know, players don't have that knowledge. They make assumptions about how things are going to play out, and it makes them angry, and that's just not necessarily the case, you know.
Yeah. But it's also, you know, perception is reality in that case. I mean, maybe we piss some people off enough that they quit.
Sure.
By putting familiars in the raffle house, you know. I mean, theoretically, by improving the economy on the large scale, we're making things better for everybody who sticks around, right? So, you know. Yeah. The thing is, we've been doing all these things that people like lately, so we decided to start doing some things that make people very angry, just to make us feel alive, you know, like when nobody's bitching on the forums, we just can't feel anything. Southwest says, not sure if you got the memo, internal affairs decided that the sea content must include an underwater city. Make sure you get on that, it's crucial.
Maybe if we had an infinite number of monkeys typing at an infinite number of underwater typewriters, they could draft up an underwater city. Or the plans for one, at least.
Cyber34 says, you're going to have previous year's toys still craftable from the old materials, like last year, right?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know. What are we saying about that?
I don't know. I don't feel like we know enough. We haven't finalized enough stuff yet. I feel like that is not likely.
Yeah, I feel like the way that we're talking about the Crimbo event unfolding now, it is unlikely that you will be able to make previous toys out of parts. I feel like we kind of thought of that as we kind of thought of last year's Crimbo as like, all right, this is an opportunity to get rid of all those old parts.
If you want to,
and whatever doesn't get got rid of. I mean, certainly no new ones have been introduced between then and now, so,
right.
You know. Stuff like that, it bothers me that there's stuff like that laying around in the economy.
The toys and toy parts?
The parts. You know, the parts that are just never going to do anything.
Hmm.
I mean, it's not necessarily that they're never going to do anything.
I feel like I can think of one potential use for them right now.
Really?
Yeah. I'll tell you later.
Okay. Be sure and do that. Bob33333 says, I used Google Chrome for about a week, but gave it up permanently because it didn't resize the pop-up item description windows in KOL. Also, it wouldn't autofill drop-downs in KOL. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Chrome and that kind of weird shit.
Something about submitting chat 8 or 9 times in a row.
Yeah. Linguini Lad says, hey, Jick, how come some podcasts of your show, there's a music break, and sometimes you guys just edit it out? We don't edit it out. Stargazer edits it out for the podcast that is actually indexed through Apple, which is only of the Monday shows.
Is it?
Yeah.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah. It's weird. I wonder if more people would listen to it if all of the shows were on the actual podcast.
I don't know.
Maybe
trying to find the show on iTunes.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she does that at the
super difficult.
Maybe she gets the Thursday shows off of the radio archive.
You go to iTunes and you go to the podcast section. You go to the game section. And you like see all, and it shows you 5 pages of podcasts, none of which is ours.
Right.
No. What do you mean? Right. Like. We're in that section now.
Oh, are we?
We're in the game section now.
Yeah, the view all on podcast is just not all.
It is
all
completely, yeah, not at all. And I don't understand what that is all about. Like, why is that so broken?
I don't know. I feel like we need to do some social networking. We need to get the KOL podcast to show up on people who like this podcast also like this podcast thing, right? And
although, do we really want people who don't play KOL to be listening to this?
No, I guess not.
Do we want our mothers listening to this? How would you feel if your mother was listening to this?
I would honestly probably feel okay about that, but I, you know, I say fuck in front of my mother.
And I suppose that's true.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'd feel about it. I don't think my mom would care enough.
Yeah.
I got her to play KOL like 3 or 4 turns of KOL once, and then she was like. She was an interesting test case to watch because she just did not know how the game worked.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, "Do I click on something?" I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, you click on stuff, Mom." And she's like, "Okay," but she didn't know what she could click on. She was very nervous about clicking on something and breaking the whole thing. She thought she'd light her computer on fire and stuff.
Rotting Fresh says, "Make the Grimhammer one-handed so I can hold it in the gravy boat at the same time."
No.
Nope. Why, what are you, some kind of communist with your hammer and gravy boat? I mean, sickle. You could beat the gravy boat into a sickle.
Yeah, there are so many problems with a one-handed hammer I can't even begin to explain.
Alibit 15 says, how about a new campground housing, the glass house? There could be unique text when people living in glass houses throw bricks at other people.
Would that unique text include destroying your house?
I don't understand why this person is posting on the forums and in Radio Bugbear asking us to have somebody update the Wikipedia article about asymmetric publication. That's not how Wikipedia works. If you can ask us to update it, you can update it.
Also, they don't like people who are involved to update their
own stuff. Imagine, because I might have spent some of the donation money on a steak dinner.
No,
or I might edit the article about my wife to make her appear more favorably.
That's the people involved with Wikipedia.
Oh.
I'm saying that people, they don't like people involved with the particular thing being discussed.
I mean, I certainly feel like that is reasonable for them to not want there to be any even shades of Wikipedia being used as a promotional vehicle.
Yeah, there were some interesting, like, sort of fact-finding missions where people checked the IP addresses of edits to Wikipedia articles against domains owned by those companies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some interesting overlaps sometimes.
There were some... I know the, like, Mutant Freaks of Nature guy made a Wikipedia page about the game, and then it got eliminated from lack of cultural significance.
Yeah,
we've done something of real cultural significance.
Well, we had a tag that for a long time that was like, is this worth having an article about?
Did we?
Yeah. So then I put one on Adventure Quest, and then both of them got taken down.
Oh, good. God damn, Adventure Quest is fucking terrible.
There was some other Wikipedia sort of malarkey that went on that was kind of vaguely juicy to talk about, but not all that interesting.
I don't know. All right, we're doing some...
Muzak.
We're doing some P's in the music this time. I'm going to go... Let's see, I got 37% battery power in a row. Some Prince, some Placebo, and let's say some Funk Junkies. All right, we'll see you in like 12 min. We'll be right back.
body covers me. Can you, my darling, can you picture this? Drifted courtyard, an ocean of violets in bloom. Animals strike curious poses. They feel the heat between me and you. Just be standing alone in a world that's so cold. So cold. Maybe I'm just too demanding. Maybe I'm just like
which makes us blessed and makes for stormy weather. A friend in need, a friend indeed. My Japanese is better, and when she's pressed, she will undress, and then she's boxing clever. A friend in need, a friend indeed. A friend who bleeds is better. My friend confessed she passed the test, and we will never sever. A friend indeed, a friend who'll tease is better. Our thoughts compressed, which makes us blessed and makes for stormy weather. A friend in need, a friend indeed, a friend who bleeds is better. My friend confessed she passed the test, and we will never sever.
We are kicking flavor. the beat.
Devastating MC.
Now it's 9 years later, and the rounds are much greater. Can't tell on the beat, and I'm on the crossfader. You don't know who we are, we used to be BR. Said that we suck, now look where we are. Trying to run things, said that you were king. We shot JR and took back a lot of things.
I can't believe that we did this, but we know the business. Enough about that, back to business.
I used to break dance,
and I used to slam dance.
But now we do trip hop, you know that we won't stop. We took from the old school, took from the new school. We put it together, and we created our own school. I dropped out of school,
and I hated high school.
Don't say no for a school, you're a fool.
You can be what you want to be, but don't be all you can be. Help the homeless at home, that's what I like to see.
People living in unity, that's what I'd like to
make
see.
Make love, not war, B-E-A-C-E.
Flavor from the heart, that's what should
let
start.
Let yourself be your savior, you always be.
Kicking flavor, we're kicking flavor. We're 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 kicking flavor, we are kicking flavor.
Hey, that ended a little earlier than I thought. Yeah, and I forgot to plug in the goddamn laptop for the first song of that, so I ended up continuing into the P's a few more Let's hope that the old girl makes it. Awesome! It went from a 37% charge to a 37% charge during the break.
That's a high 37 to a high 37.
Yeah.
Also, I'm high, and my name is 37.
I guess we only have a half an hour left. Happy birthday, the world is square. Urutini says, could we please have the ability to cure multiple effects at once with multiple soft green antidotes rather than clicking one effect at a time? Huh.
I mean, it's possible to code, I guess. It'd just be tricky.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be that tricky. I mean, we could just make it a list of checkboxes, and it could tell you how many you had, and then it could just do them one at a time. You know?
Yeah.
Now, that's actually not a bad idea. It's... I guess it's a little hard for me to imagine a set of circumstances where you would have to do that very often, but, you know. Huh. I started to say something in chat that began, we can't have, and then I stopped typing, apparently, midway through. Oh, right. It was about the enchantments on familiar equipment carrying over into PvP.
Right.
Which, there are plenty of other familiar items that do things that would be relevant, apart from the just plus 5 pounds of familiar or whatever, so I feel like that has to be done.
Yeah.
We could just make people leave their familiars in the terrarium, honestly.
Yeah.
Otherwise we have to make them unequip whatever is on their familiar.
We can't just not count it. It's trickier.
It is trickier. Okay. I mean, I guess the load equipment could check the session to see whether you were in PvP. I don't know. You know what? Maybe CD Moira will figure out some kind of wizardry to do it without it being a pain in the ass. But
you know, the less painful we make it if we just put a link to return your familiar.
Oh yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like that's in all of those cases we should, you know, like maybe a view of inventory that only has.
Yeah.
Like if you only have one item that's outside of the tier, it could just give you a list of all of the items that you have that are in the tier that you could replace it with an equip link.
Right.
For instance. Like that would be friendly. At least for the new kids. I mean, I feel like in general people are gonna have custom outfits for
right.
PvP fighting in a given tier with a different sort of specialization.
Once you get used to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Synthetic Soul says, have the traveling trader set up a raffle house that exchanges twinkly wads for tickets. That would rule. Linguini Lad says, is it true that you guys don't accept animated custom avatars anymore? No, it's not true. It is true that we wish we didn't.
Don't you just tend to reject most of them because they don't look right?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it has been, ever since the whole like custom avatars only going out on the first week of the month, the plan all along with that has been basically because somebody will submit an animation and there will just be something wrong with it. There will be, you know, it'll violate. We're not going to make rules. We're not going to publish rules about what's acceptable in user-submitted animations because we want to discourage people from submitting animations because it's just awful. It's awful to deal with. And I've gotten a lot less, you know, just... I've always wanted to, like, make people happy, right? So I've taken things that just make me groan and end up just putting off doing the avatars for months because I don't want to deal with it. And in an effort to stop that kind of thing from happening, we have gotten a little harsher in terms of rejecting animations that in the past probably would have just fixed, which is the most time-consuming part of it. If everyone just followed the fucking guidelines, submitted what they wanted for a head and what they wanted for the two objects in their hands, maybe a familiar next to them or whatever, custom avatars would never be more than a week late, ever. And I don't even mean a week late. They would never be late, right? Because it's just, it doesn't take far too much time to do those the way that it does editing people's, you know, people submit animations that are just hundreds of frames. And hundreds of frames with, like, some fucked up mistake made in every single frame. Or, you know, it is very, very difficult to take game art and rotate it, it never looks right when people do that. It always gets blurry when it's rotated, or it gets all jaggedy when it's rotated. And when I make custom avatars from scratch, I don't really ever tend to rotate anything unless there's just a really good reason to do so, because it's difficult to make it look right. It's difficult to, you know... I think that a stick figure with a pair of pants on it looks pretty stupid. I don't like doing that, you know, but it's just... People ask for it. I think people ask for... A lot of the people who request avatars are people with no imagination whatsoever, because if they just stopped for a second to think about what their request was going to look like, they would not request that. You know, a lot of the work, and even the ones that do obey the guidelines, is in getting it to not look just retarded with the images that they want.
I mean, I feel like a lot of people seem to request way more than two or three things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. I would say the average request is something along the lines of complexity of, like, okay, so I'd like a guy with the head of this, one thing in his left hand, one thing in his right hand, this item around his neck, oh, and standing on a pile of the following 10 items.
Yeah, that seems ridiculous.
Yeah.
Why isn't it just a blanket rule that anything that is going to take more than 5 minutes to do gets rejected?
Well,
like, whether it's fixing an animation or creating a requested scene.
Yeah. You know. It's because we want to make people happy. People would start making that 5 minutes, $50 argument.
Yeah.
You know. It is not true that we don't accept animated custom avatars anymore, but we don't like accepting animated custom avatars, you know?
And you're just being harsher about rejecting.
Yeah, we're sticking to our rules more than we used to. Just because, you know, it's like everything that I do to try and make myself actually get the shit done on time, it just doesn't work. And so, you know, it's... Because, you know, do everything except actually reject some kid's avatar request that he obviously spent a lot of time working on. You know, but now, fuck that kid. Type login says, I went to asspipe.asymmetric.net. Who is the girl in the AVI file? Oh, you know, that's Hot Stuff's mom. She was young. She needed the money. No, that was just some porn with very funny dialogue. Yeah.
I can't believe you're advertising that.
I should really probably just delete it.
This is a family show.
No, it's not.
Well, you know, a dysfunctional family show.
Unhuman says, what determines whether or not you're sunburnt in the palindrome? Is it possible to not be sunburnt on the third choice? It might not be.
I forget.
I don't remember how that works.
I forget. There's either a very low chance of something awesome, or you're always sunburned, and I can't remember which it is.
Huh. Let's see. Sun at noon, tan us. Let's see. Nope, looks like there's no chance of anything good happening.
Okay, well...
Second one has a 50-50 chance of some scaling moxie, right? Yeah. Excuse me. Am I allowed to burp on this family show?
Belching is family or family friendly.
What about farting?
Jump the shark has jumped the shark in his question, or her question.
Yeah, he says, it boggles my mind that you guys think zero punctuation is better than the angry video game nerd. Zero punctuation is nothing more than some British asshole quickly spewing off random comments that he thinks are witty, but are actually just groan-inducing.
Yeah, whatever. You don't know from funny.
Angry video game nerd... Okay, we watched... I had never watched him before, to be fair.
Yeah, and to be fair, I picked one at random that was especially terrible.
But his... The worst of zero punctuation was nowhere near as bad as this one. which was just terrible.
Yahtzee
is
clever and has vocabulary.
And like his little on-screen graphics are usually pretty funny and counterpointing or you know,
adding something to what he's saying. And watching this guy,
Angry Video Game Nerd, the thing that I likened it to, which I think is a pretty good comparison, is he was reviewing the Nintendo game Ghostbusters, and it sounded like some fourth grade kid reading off his book report, because it was like very little actual interesting analysis of any kind or commentary of any kind, other than here's how you do this, isn't this stupid, here's how you do this, isn't this stupid. It was just stupid.
He does some stuff in the videos and some of the others that's mildly entertaining. I mean, I did sit at one point for like an hour watching them, right? And I mean, it wasn't, and a lot of it was because I kind of enjoyed the like nostalgia of seeing. I'm like, oh yeah, I had this one friend who had like all of the games that he has reviewed. Like, I didn't tend to. I don't know how this worked out, but like, I feel like my dad was just super picky about what games he would buy me for the Nintendo, but I don't understand how he knew what was going to be good. Right.
Maybe he only let you get games with anime characters on the cover of the boxes.
Maybe so. Maybe it's like my wife's criterion for determining whether I'm going to like a DS game or not. If there are anime characters on the front, she judges that it is a game that I will like, and she is almost never proven wrong.
It's pretty funny.
She'll show me something. She's like, this looks like a game you would like, and basing it entirely on the art. And I'm like, huh.
Well, huh.
But it's not every game with anime covers.
No, it's not. It's not.
But if it doesn't have anime characters on the cover, it's not likely to.
I mean, the Castlevania games always have anime characters on the cover. Yeah. You know? So that's something. And then, I mean.
Well, yeah. Well, I guess that. Because Kevin just said that it doesn't work the other way. But yeah. I was going to say. You didn't like the Phoenix Wright games so much.
That's sure. True.
And there's like, what, Nintendogs and stuff?
That doesn't have an anime.
Those just have photographs of dogs.
I mean, I love Nintendogs, and I played it for hundreds of hours.
I saw some girl somewhere, and she was like yelling at her DS, like, sit, stay. Like, you have some serious delusion, girl. But I guess that was some sort of Nintendogs game. I don't know.
No, like, she just was actually talking to her.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, wow, that girl is crazy. Yeah, and I would be willing to spend some time examining this guy's videos some more, but I am severely unimpressed on the little that I've seen so far. And Zero Punctuation has been consistently pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not always 100% win, but...
Yeah, it's not always hilarious, but it's always at least reasonably funny. I've found.
And interesting too. Like, yeah. He says some interesting things, you know. Sorry, BlizzBob, what?
He said Google or YouTube search chicken. You'll love it. I will watch that later on.
Chicken.
Les Spectre says, I know this is a long shot, but if you considered moving rollover into mid-morning, you'd still be awake for it, and it might alleviate some of the post-rollover lag.
You're assuming we'd be awake for it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think he means we would still be up.
And it would do terrible things to post-rollover lag. Because right now, if... right now, there are way more players on midday and mid-morning than there are in the evenings leading up to rollover.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. We'd probably have to graph it.
Well, I mean, mid-morning, I think he probably means like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Oh. Well, but we're not really always up for that.
Yeah, we're not. I mean, and the thing about putting it at 8:30 was that it's not that we would be awake for it, but that it's reasonable for us to be in the office.
Yeah.
It is reasonable to stay that late. I mean, I feel like a typical workday for me lately has been like 10:30 or 11:30 to like... seven or eight, yeah. Right? And like, yeah, staying for rollovers, not a big deal. But
I feel like 10 to 6 is my usual work day. Ish.
You should work 9 to 5, because what a way to make a living.
Yeah.
Good old Dolly Parton. Let's see.
Sorry, I was trying to read it. Jeff Wolf says, I'm really enjoying refreshing the Rock Band sticker, especially the bands that are douche noun. I got the douche lasers, and I couldn't stop laughing. The first time I ran that, it gave me a band called the Ass Knives.
Wow.
And I was really happy about that. I kind of want to start a band called the Ass Knives.
Yeah.
It's funny that people didn't recognize that there was a random name generator in that for a long time.
I don't know that that's actually true.
You had to tell them. People were like, where is this random name generator or whatever? And I think people just assumed that the first things they saw were what we had written, which is kind of funny.
That is kind of funny. That basically we could just be replaced with robots and nobody would notice.
Clever robots.
Eh. I don't know that generator is really clever.
No, but the robots would have to be clever to make new generators that didn't
I see.
Yeah.
Like who watches the Watchmen? Who generates the generators?
Right.
Kevin B says, can we get Brian from the Briniest Deepests? No. Let's see. Istanbul says, if the MP reduction thing is a bug, don't fix it. I'm spending all morning giving newbies 750 turn lumps of Elemental, Empathy, Fat Loot, Polka, and Madrigal for a very low cost.
Yeah, great.
What? Was there something with buff casting?
It was doubling the...
That was only on in-combat conditional skills.
Don't know.
I mean, MP reduction is an aspect of the Festival Holiday of Jarlsberg, right?
Yeah, maybe he didn't realize it.
I don't know. Surely he does. I mean, it's Istanbul. Drakefly says, when Dr. Awkward goes down, Mega Gem shatters into some clever palindrome, or it gets some other enchantment. We should make it so you can do something with that after
the quest.
After Awkward is killed, yeah. Turn it into some kind of non-quest item. Yeah. Just giving it a use link, and then the use link checks to see if Dr. Awkward is dead, and you know, so you
right
carelessly toss it back into your bag, and it gets scuffed or something, and just becomes a new item that's not a quest item. I'm sure we could come up with something better than that. I do kind of like the idea of making a chef staff out of the staff of Ed, and it could require that, you know.
Right.
And we could put some logic into Roderick that just wouldn't show up in the list until you were done with the quest. Be easy. Oh wait, the Mega Gem you need. It's not about killing Dr. Awkward.
I forget what it's for.
It's part of the staff.
Oh, is it the? It's in the crystal.
The amulet, the Mega Gem, and the. Or is it?
I don't remember, man.
No, it's not. What does the Mega Gem do? The Mega Gem dispels Dr. Awkward's fumble?
Yeah, it's the fumble field.
And the Eye of Ed was... The Eye of Ed is Spooky Raven's drop.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck. Who wrote this shit?
I don't know. Some crazy dudes.
RDFM says, hey guys, I love the show. I bought Fallout 3 and it's fucking awesome, but I'm stuck. How do you kill that guy that's trying to get you to learn how to walk? Tough bastard.
What?
The intro... The character creation process is pretty interesting. It's like a series of flashbacks to your childhood. Like, first, you're born, and you decide what you look like on the screen of the, like, gene sequencer predictor thing that they run on you.
Weird.
You pick your name and your gender from your dad talking in the operating room. Then your dad teaches you how to walk when you're one, and you find a children's book, which is where you set your attributes. It talks about the different ways in which the special system works. And then you become 10 years old, and there's, like, a birthday party for you where you get your Pip-Boy. And a BB gun, so you sort of learn how the combat works, and you learn how the menus and stuff work. And then, when you're 16, you take the like career aptitude test, where you answer a bunch of questions, and then it suggests tag skills for you. And yeah. Then when you're 19, you play a game called Fallout 3.
I see.
Thrower of Stone says, any possibility of a luck dragon familiar, perhaps that winks like a leprechaun, increases crit rate, and produces special effects on crits? Kind of a soup dragon familiar that just sings Divine Thing and other buzz clips.
Luck dragon was from Neverending Story.
Yeah. Noah M says, why is there no hippie/frat name generator? Huh.
probably could make one of each. Like an actual fraternity or like a fraternity brother?
Probably a fraternity brother. You know, I wonder if people would feel that the level 12 quest was less onerous if we replaced the names of the enemies with, you know, randomly generated name, comma, the.
Yeah. Wow, that'd be weird. If that would just clear up a lot of. Because Town Square is
boring as shit, and nobody cares.
I mean, people definitely consider it a drudge at some point, but.
Right.
It's still
amazing. How do you know that? Do you know that because of some sort of drudge report that they're coming back with?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Elementary Penguin writes in with some good news. You know what? I don't care. I'm going to do it. Although the frat name generator is going to be... I mean...
Doug.
Doug. Chad. Brad. Todd. Steve.
You could come up with
Jimbo.
Nicknames.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
You could do full names, too. You could be like Chad...
Chad Waddington's worth.
Chad
Schmitters.
Schmitters.
Yeah, this is gonna be great.
No, it is. Well, seriously, I mean, this is a good idea. This is a good idea. Thank you, Noah Namk.
You're gonna add that to the Son of Radio to do list.
I am.
That's like a day's worth of work, right there. You just created a day's worth of work. You have postponed all other things that Asymmetric will ever make by a day by suggesting that.
Whatever.
Just saying.
It's not going to take that long.
It's going to take a day.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not going to take a day.
Okay.
Okay, maybe everyone who contributes time to it, total, it will take a day's work.
Okay. Normally, I'm pretty conservative, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be a day.
Whatever. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to completely finish the next Underwater Zone tomorrow. No, I'm serious.
Okay.
Asshole.
Do it.
you can test PvP by yourself.
Okay. I can't fix it, but...
I know.
I can tell you everything that's wrong with it.
Elementary Penguin, like I said, some good news. Hooray! The DVD is hereby officially done. It's got a 27-minute cut of the doc, hours of audio interviews with everyone at Asymmetric, a video of the development meeting for the Spooky Raven expansion, a tour of the Asymmetric offices, the trailer you've seen online, a trailer for my next project, and a short that my friend made that I thought you might like. So sweet. I got a DVD coming in the mail with the,
Is that a master DVD that we can then...
Well, I would imagine we will eventually make a master DVD.
Do we want to try to get it done before Christmas?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, you're the one who looked into that DVD pressing shit.
Yeah? No, I mean... these are all good questions.
I wonder if I have to do the cover art for the DVD.
I don't know.
I wonder if he made any sleeve art. Oh, man, I'm going to get a sleeve... And it's going to be like a big dragon blowing smoke, and the smoke's going to be in the shape of a swastika. No. Not really.
No.
That'd be cool if you could blow smoke swastikas. I bet Gandalf could blow smoke swastikas. Were there any Jews in Middle-earth?
Jump the shark suggests.
Why are you evading the question, Hot Stuff?
You probably won't go for this idea, but here it is. A mysterious egg hatchling that is permanently Mr. Store for two or three Mr. A's that hatches into a random past Mr. Store item or transforms into the hatchling when used.
Two or three.
That is just mean, though. Like...
The meanest $1 billion we ever made. No.
But yeah, real-world money lottery that we would sort of be introducing. That just seems mean.
It would engender so much ill will if we did that.
I feel, yeah.
That it's, that there's, no. It, I mean, it's a funny idea, but it's a terrible idea.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Oh, wait, there was a second part of that. A trailer, or a short that my friend made that I thought you might like called Super Baseball 2020. I'll be sending it off to Phoenix sometime next week, so hopefully you'll all be able to get a copy soon.
Okay.
Awesomeness abounds.
Cool. I'm glad that they felt that they didn't have enough footage for a feature-length documentary and didn't try to stretch it into a feature-length documentary.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that makes me encouraged that it'll actually be worth watching.
27 minutes is pretty good. And then if there's video of that entire meeting that they filmed... It's not a meeting, but...
I don't remember.
It was a meeting. No, it was when we were... I was standing right over there.
Yeah.
It was actually... It ended up being pretty illustrative of how the process... Well, at least how the process worked back then when we weren't scattered. But where we were going over what we were doing with the Spooky Raven expansion pack.
Oh, okay.
Right. We were coming up with the quartet stuff.
I don't know how you remember all this stuff. Like, that is just gone from my memory.
Yeah.
I sort of remember them being here, and I sort of remember them, like, doing interviews and stuff like that, but I don't remember anything specific about what they filmed.
Really?
Yeah.
You made the joke about it's not for children because there are small parts that they could choke on.
Well, see, yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't remember that?
No.
Have you watched the 10-minute cut?
No, because you never put it somewhere I could see it.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Fine. So that's why you don't remember these things.
Oh, because you've seen.
I've seen the 10-minute cut more recently than we actually did it. Taran Wanderer says, speaking of Planescape Torment, head over to spellholdstudios.com next time you play. They have a trio of nice patches that fix bugs, tweak the rules, and restore content. I've got to fucking send that copy of that game to that guy from Tibia.
Yep.
I can't believe that I haven't done that yet. I'm just going to send him my copy instead of trying to buy another copy, because I can...
You can eventually get it.
I can always eventually get it, yeah. I've bought it
twice.
Don't
you have GameTap? It's on GameTap.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, hells yeah. No, I don't have GameTap.
Oh.
You know why I don't have GameTap?
I thought Aaliyah had GameTap.
No, she used to, but it lapsed, I think, when her credit card got canceled, and she just never renewed it. The thing that I don't like about GameTap is that you cannot force it into the native resolution of the game that you're trying to play. Mm-hmm. Like, when you play, like, Space Quest, it is blurry, and I don't understand why anyone believes that is acceptable.
And I guess playing it on GameTap would sort of negate any benefit that
mods would have. Yeah. But I mean, I don't need to mod it. I mean, I did cheat my way through it.
The mod that gives you the bigger window.
Yeah, I couldn't get that to work because it was just something like when I implied that it wouldn't recognize the CD anymore, and then the no CD patch wouldn't apply, and
maybe
then I applied the no CD
the
patch
order.
And then applied the widescreen patch, and it still wouldn't recognize the CD.
Huh.
It wouldn't work even with the CD in the drive.
It worked for me.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's because you're Mac. And Naked Juice says, I love the new Rock Band name generator. Is there one for names abstract noun as per Jane's Addiction? We don't really have abstract nouns in the concept.
Just noun in general.
Concept.
Larry's motorcycle.
Like, is addiction the abstract noun?
Yeah.
Huh.
We don't have any women's names either. We're going to have to specify a gender on the hippie name generator.
And on the frat generator, too.
Oh, are there female? Oh, right. There's
sorority girls.
That's easy, though. Just a bunch of names that end with an I instead of a Y.
Okay.
And then they could all have nicknames, all of which were big boobs.
Jugs.
Yeah, jugs.
Yeah, that's great.
Mink says, hey, Dick. Hey, Dick, I downloaded all your radio shows. All right, Mink, don't ever call me that again. Hey, Jack, I downloaded all your radio podcasts onto my iPod, and I now have 7.8 days worth of gold on my iPod. I'm going to try and listen to every show. Wow, what a life I have. Wow. So if I were to try and listen to every show on the radio archive, it would be 7.8 days of audio.
That's a lot of audio.
That is a lot of audio.
I downloaded a bunch of podcasts today because I ran out of Prairie Home Companion to listen to. So now I've got all the Blizzcasts and the one up about Fallout 3 and then a bunch of Science Friday.
Oh. So Science Friday's pretty good.
Yeah, no, I like Science Friday a lot.
That's honestly something that, you know, I wish, like I said, I've said this over and over again, I wish I had more time.
You have a bike ride to and from work, which is what I've just been listening, because podcasts are not loud enough where they'd be blocking out traffic sounds or important, like, environmental sounds.
I guess that's true.
So that's why I'm just listening to podcasts as I bike.
Yeah, maybe I'll try that tomorrow. I can't, what the fuck happened to me?
What do you mean?
I'm exercising, and I'm kind of looking forward to it.
I know, it's fun.
What the fuck?
I'm having an impact on your consciousness.
I guess. GigaShadow555 says, if the L-Imp has two broken legs, why does he wear only one cast? Because he can only afford one cast. He has to switch it back and forth between his legs every time he takes a step.
I'm trying to think of some quadriplegic forecast joke, and it just didn't work.
Blizzbob says, how is kerped pronounced? It's pronounced kerped.
Yeah, kerped.
No, it's kerped.
No, kerped.
GigaShadow555 says, so, Jick, hit the part of Fallout 3 addiction where you start imagining your surroundings as if it were in a nuclear holocaust? I hit that stage on the way home yesterday. I went out to have some beers with Pez Boy last night after spending a couple hours playing it on doing all evil, and I was like, this is fucking weird. I was looking around for cops, not because I was drunk or because I was speeding, which is normally the reason that I'm looking around for cops, but because I just killed a bunch of people and I didn't want to get caught by the cops. I'm like, wow, what the fuck was
that
I thinking?
Is just bizarre.
I don't need to be. That's why I'm saying I can't handle playing the game evil.
Huh.
I wonder how many people actually do that, and if there's anything wrong with them.
How many people kill people? And
yeah, I mean, like, I wonder in a game like if you had a graph of the data for everybody who ever played Knights of the Old Republic, like how many people went dark side versus light side, or like Fable, you know.
What about Horde versus Alliance on WoW? Do you think that has any?
Horde is not really bad guys, though.
But from a classical sort of moralistic point of view, especially if humans are on one side.
You know? Well, I mean, I feel like in the World of Warcraft setting, like, humans are definitely...
Attention.
If you're paying attention, humans are more evil than orcs.
Yeah.
But because, I mean, the orcs, it's like the brand new orc, you know? I mean, the whole deal with, like, that adventure game that they made that never got released was, like, the story of the orcs going from, like, the sort of warlock corruption to thrall reuniting the tribes under a more, like, shamanistic tradition, you know? And just, they just kind of want to be left alone, you know? They found a place that was like their old homeland, and that's where they want to live now, and...
All the Scarlet Monastery dudes are human.
Yeah.
They're fuckers.
Yeah, no, I mean, but there's also evil orcs, too, you know?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I feel like they did a good job of it in World of Warcraft. Well, what's weird, I guess people flock to the evil side in Warhammer Online.
Did they?
Yeah.
But from what I've seen, the character models for the evil side in Warhammer Online are just... obviously much cooler looking.
Yeah, the females on the evil side are a lot more attractive, and that's going to be a draw for a lot of people, and they're also the classes themselves are more interesting, I feel like, to play. The one character that I have at the highest level of any character that I made it was I have like maybe 10 or 12 hours played on that character, but I made him on the good guy side.
Doesn't the expansion come out tomorrow?
For the World of Warcraft? I thought it came out yesterday.
Or today. The 13th?
Today, yeah. I think it came out in stores today. I ordered a copy for me and for my wife on Amazon. It'll be here when it gets here, I guess. I didn't expedite shipping or anything, because I just kind of don't care. I don't know, man. I'm going to feel bad playing without you on my main, because we leveled up together, man. But I'm not going to tell you to start playing fucking World of Warcraft again, because We've already got our quota met here in the office, and it's one of us at any given time has to be hopelessly addicted to World of Warcraft. Except me. I just played a little bit now and then. I honestly don't think that there was ever a time when... I don't think there was ever a week where I played every single day. I don't know why. I don't know why, you know, like...
You don't get into any game that bad. Like, Fallout 3 is the most I've seen you get into a game, and even that was just a couple hours every night.
Yeah, I guess so. But, I mean, I drink way more than everybody else, and I, you know... Maybe that's it. Maybe
you also don't drink in the morning, you know?
Well, sure, that's true. I mean, maybe developing the tools to manage my addiction to alcohol have just given me the willpower that I need to not become addicted to anything else. Although, I've started smoking cigars, you know...
85 times a day.
85 times a day, yeah.
And
I'm now smoking 85 cigars.
Masturbating. That's also a problem.
That is a problem in a lot of ways, because it's really socially awkward.
And you've got to be getting sore by now. I mean,
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's just kind of like these pitiful dry heaves, you know? Like, and it's not even fun anymore. Piplup says NS15?
No.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
No.
2 weeks.
Are we gonna end the show?
I do not have a check-in from anybody to take over, but I'm about to run out of delicious juices, so I'm gonna
start playing some music.
Yeah. I was gonna play some REM, but I don't know what REM to play. You got any REM you'd like to hear?
It's the end of the show as we know it.
Okay. That is on a document. Alright. Well, kids will...
You can play a radio song.
I've already queued up. It's the end of the world as we know it.
Well, I know, but I mean, if you don't get another check-in...
That's true. Then I will play radio song.
Okay.
Alright. Good night, everybody.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Good night.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world serve its own needs. Dummy serve your own needs. Beat it up an ox. Speak grunt. No strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down high. Wire in a fire. Represented seven games in a government for hire in a combat site. Let the West are coming in a hurry with the Furies breathing down your neck. Team my team reporters babble Trump. Gather crop. Look at that. No plane. Fine. Then. Uh-oh. Overflow. Population common. Poop it. It'll do. Save yourself, serve yourself, world, serve its own needs. Listen to your heartbeat, dummy with the rapture and the reverend and the right, right. You patriotic, patriotic, slam, fight, right, like feeling, pretty sight. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine. Four towers, slice and burn, return. Listen to yourself churn. Locking in, uniform and book burning. Blood letting every motive escalate. Automotive incinerate. Light a candle, light a motor. Step down, step down. Watch your heel crush, crush. Uh-oh, this means no fear. Cavalier, renegade, steer clear. A tournament, a tournament, a tournament of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives. And I decline. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world. Divide mountains, sit in a line. Leonard Bernstein, Leonid, Brezhnev, Lenny, Bruce, and Lester Bangs. Birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom. You symbiotic, patriotic, slam, but neck. Right?
Right.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine.
You'll turn to that station.
The world is collapsing around our ears. I turned up the radio. I can't hear it. When I got to the house and I called that sing song on the radio makes me sad. I meant to turn it off, to say goodbye, to leave in quiet radio song. Hey, hey, hey. Every day you show. That same song. The DJ sucks. Makes me sad. I tried to turn it off.
Turn it off.
To say goodbye, my love. Radio song.
Hey, hey, hey.
The world is collapsing.
Hey!
point observation.
Children carry reservations.
Standing on the shoulders of giants leaves me cold. Leaves me cold. A mean idea to call my own.